Jeffrey, how are you?
Great, Jason Greger.
Now, one of the new kind of trends happening right now is online personal training. So I guess my first question is, for people that are contemplating that route, what do they look for in an online personal trainer?
Well, you know, Jason, very much the same things that you would look for in a storefront personal training scenario, just like our personal training studio, for example. I mean, you'd want to make sure that you have somebody that's appropriately educated. And, you know, getting a referral, too, you know, from a trusted friend or something like that who's had a good experience with a personal trainer, you are more likely to probably go seek that out and try that person. So the same thing happens for, you know, an online personal trainer. If somebody's had a good experience, you might go that route. But as far as educational credentials go, you know, it's really easy to hide behind a well-managed, well-produced website. So look for a college diploma, personal training specific. In Canada, it's a 2-year program. At the university level, an exercise science degree, like an exercise physiologist or a kinesiologist, it's a 4-year program. And look for areas of specialization, Greger. So whether it's weight loss or maybe a sport-specific conditioning need that you have, make sure that that area of specialization lines up with your needs as a consumer. And then another thing, you can always perform like a background check, like do a Google search, like look for testimonials. Can you contact maybe the testimonials and or even conduct a Skype or a phone interview? And go through that process, and you know you'll have good success at maybe finding a personal trainer. And here's the other thing too I like about this situation: it can also be a nice supplement. So let's say that you can't afford to go and see a personal trainer like 2, 3, or 4 times a week. Maybe you can go one time a week and actually work with a trainer in a studio, and then, you know, as a supplement, maybe, and it's going to be a little bit cheaper, you can do the online thing. So it presents some really interesting cost savings, I think.
Well, considering how many people have been, and there's lots of words for it out there, that get fooled or taken by people, you know, posing as people they're not online, I'm sure in this situation there will be some people who go out and get a bunch of training regimes and pretend that they know what they're doing, and they just, you know, make up a thing for them. Because I know in order to be a personal trainer, you have to get certification. I'm guessing for online, you don't have to.
Well, you don't. And here's another interesting note there, Greger. Even in Canada, there's all kinds of governing bodies and everything else. But, I mean, from a legal perspective, you could still open up, a studio. And, I mean, theoretically, like, there's no one coming around to police it, to be honest. So I know most people think that, you know, there's probably something in place that would govern that, but there's not really. So, I mean, and there are people in the industry that don't have educational credentials, but a wealth of experience. So, I mean, it is buyer beware, unfortunately.
Jeff Woods joins us from Custom Fit. Now, obviously, cost, I think, would be one. You had mentioned it. Your training, I guess, would be different. What would you need, do you think, for somebody? Like, obviously, it's like anything, beginner, intermediate, more experienced. Would online actually benefit people who are more experienced, who've been doing it longer? Or do you think it would benefit the beginner who's sometimes nervous and shy about wanting to take those first steps in public?
Well, I think, too, like, if we were looking at, I mean, some of the negative aspects of hiring a personal trainer online, there's only a few that I came up with. I mean, and interestingly, the form part of it, you know, like just making sure that your biomechanical patterning for your lifts, or even if you were trying to improve your running biomechanics, having a trainer there to assess that form would be really important. The other thing, you know, the intensity. If your intensity is, like, I mean, typically it's going to be better if you've got a trainer. In every single training scenario, the trainer will be able to motivate you to work harder. Now, you bring up the interesting point of not having very much experience. This is the one scenario where I think if you're going to be left on your own somewhat and you're a novice weight training person, for example, I think maybe the online training may be a bit of a detriment. It may not be perfect for that person. And I think it probably suits a more experienced individual a little bit better. Now, you know, if we're looking at the pros, I mean, to this situation. Low overhead, obviously, to be online. So typically you can pass that added savings on to consumer. So I found online, Gregor, for as little as $10 a month, or I'm sorry, $10 a week, you could have an online training relationship. So it could be like anywhere from $40 to $300 per month. In a studio setting, having a trainer, depending on frequency, it might cost you $400 to $1,200 a month. So, I mean, there's quite a cost savings there. The other thing, you know, as a consumer, you can work out whenever you want, basically, if you're doing the online thing. So there's flexible scheduling. That would be a pro. And then, theoretically, you should be able to have pretty constant communication, you know, via online, you know, technology, Skype, text, or email to your trainer. So that would be an advantage. And then the accountability thing. You know, so many might see that as an option to maybe slack off a little bit. But a good online trainer will make you accountable, try and make you self-sufficient. And the way that they'll do check-ins, maybe once a week, maybe, you know, twice a month, something like that. But they'll use spreadsheets that systematically discuss like your progression and all the goals that you had outlined together. And if you had performance goals, they can use that same spreadsheet to see if you're meeting all your objectives that way. So there's many ways to make it work where you don't fall behind.
Safe to say, it'd be pretty easy for a trainer to do to check if you've done your homework / workouts.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, if you weren't working out frequently enough, and I'll use just strength-specific goals, if you weren't sort of meeting your objectives with weight loads, you know, through weeks or months of training, I mean, it basically boils down to not getting enough frequency in. So, I mean, it's a pretty hard or easy thing to police, frankly. But, again, you have to be self-motivated at some level to do the online thing. But it is a transition, I think, for a lot of people that work in the industry as a professional personal trainer. So sometimes when you're transitioning out of working in a studio environment, you can go online and just make better use of your time. And you don't have the cost overruns that it costs to run a studio. It can be very expensive. And I'll give you some inside information here. To run a small studio like ours, Gregor, before we pay ourselves, I mean, we have to put about $12,000 in the bank. So it's, and that's about a 5,000 square foot facility. So it costs a bit of money.
Interesting. Now, yeah. Are you seeing are more trainers kind of going with the duo where you have workouts at your studio and then going online for home? Is that kind of the new age?
I think it is, and I would say over the course of the last 5 years, I'm doing now probably 10 to 20% of my business personally is online. And I, partly with the economic downturn as well, Gregor, people wanted some sort of cost-saving measure. They still wanted to train, but they wanted it to be just a little bit more cost-effective. They couldn't afford to keep coming to the studio, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. So in some cases, people have gone down to 1 or 2 times a week. And then we do a little follow-up via the internet.
What's interesting, a lot of it still then, people have to be a little bit more self-motivated, definitely, to do it online. Because someone can give you all the great advice and give you the greatest workouts ever, but if you don't actually go put in the time, you're not going to get any benefit.
No, absolutely right. And, I mean, I guess that goes with just about anything, whether you're trying to make a business situation work or if you're trying to improve your health. There's no shortcuts, Gregor, and it does require a commitment in time and not just in the gym. It requires a commitment in, you know, how you eat and spending the time to go do some grocery shopping and to buy good food. There's a series of little things that have to be done all the time that will improve your health. It's just not one thing. It's a series of little things that have to be done with some consistency.
Woods, we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate your time.
Okay, great, Gregor. Thanks. Take care, man.